This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Banken and Douglas Hurley left off to space from Florida in May, in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Banken, both married to astronauts, departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. Microsoft Corporation says it is continuing talks to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. This, as U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The White House and top congressional Democrats remain at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million Americans workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It would require a substantial move from the Democrats on a lot of issues.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says one area they could agree on is supplemental employment benefits.
We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money, and I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that.
He appeared on ABC's This Week, as did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The idea that they made a proposal is really not actually factual.
She maintains administration proposals don't even have Republican support. One key figure not directly participating in the meetings, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For the very latest on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. White House coronavirus advisor Deborah Birx is warning the United States has entered a new phase of the pandemic, with rural areas just as threatened as major cities. Birx, who heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told CNN's State of the Union that local virus mitigation procedures were starting to work, but added that what we are seeing today is different from March and April. She added that sticking to health and safety guidelines, such as wearing a mask, maintaining personal hygiene, and observing social distancing, was crucial. Johns Hopkins University reports the U.S. has tallied more than 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 and nearly 155,000 deaths, making it by far the hardest hit country in the world. In Australia, the state of Victoria declared a state of disaster after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. Measures include an overnight curfew starting at 8 p.m., and only one member from a household will be allowed to go shopping and only at a store within 5 kilometers of home. The Philippines will impose stricter measures starting Tuesday after the number of cases there shot past the 100,000 mark. Some businesses will be closed, and anyone not quarantined or having to report to a job will need a pass. Meanwhile, South Africa has now topped 500,000 coronavirus cases. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
South Africa has tallied more than 50% of all reported coronavirus infections in Africa. Although the case fatality rate is at 1.6%, significantly lower than the global average. South Africa's hospitals have been stretched to the limit, but in most provinces they are succeeding in providing treatment to patients. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he sees promising signs the rapid growth of cases has stabilized. I'm Sarah Bassett.
A gun battle between Islamic State fighters and Afghan security forces rages at a prison in the eastern city of Jalalabad on Monday, with at least 21 people killed after the militants' overnight assault led to a mass jailbreak. The attack began on Sunday evening with a car bomb detonated at the entrance to the prison, and there were numerous other blasts heard as the IS gunmen opened fire on security guards. The Israeli army on Monday says it targeted a group of 4 people who had planted explosives along the border fence with Syria on the Golan Heights. No Israelis were wounded. An army spokesman said it was too soon to say if the squad belonged to any organization, but that Israel held the Syrian regime accountable. There was no immediate comment from Syria. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, and this is VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Caught rocking and beautiful sounds from across the African continent. Welcome knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. And so now let's start the ball rolling from Sierra Leone's Alonzo in this track, Kuto Road Bobo. And right after that, Afro by Manny Martin of Rwanda featuring Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. Two superstars from the east end of Africa coming together. And Easy featuring Stone Boy in Emergency from Ghana. But Kuto Road Bobo by Alonzo is on right now.
Yes, I'm proud. Any side I go shout it loud. Put a road pop up, and any side I go, I no go shame for make them know. Me na put a road pop up. Yes, I'm proud. And any side I go shout it loud. Put a road pop up, any side I go, I no go shame for make them know. No, 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 no. Yeah, I no go shame for make them know. New York City, in a saloon, no, we mother them. Yes, we the mother them, and any side where we go, we make them feel another them bone, no. We get the best jollof, yeah. Now we get the best manga soup. No one can test me, cause in Africa we get the best ganja. Big up period, man, them, and them. Where them come from, KTR, representing from Kuto Road, all of the way to overseas, yeah. Where them come from, KTR, representing from Kuto Road, only way to overseas. Say me na Kuto Road, papa. Yes, I'm proud. Yes, I go, I go shout it loud. Shout it loud, my name is I go. I no go shame for me. I no go shame for me. Kuto Road, papa. Yes, I'm proud. I'm proud. Name is I go, I go shout it loud. I go shout it loud, my name is I go. I no go shame for me. Kuto Road, now they be party them day. Now Kuto Road, I started believing. Now one day I'll be your star. Say me say big up to me man them down there. Big up to the crew chief down the crew boats. Big up to me man them down in the barber shop. Fala Jibo man, Malakai and Van Damme. I big up real man like Tam Babio. Original Kuto Road, papa. Kuto Road markets. Big up to all me man in the ghetto. ATR representing.
It's emergency. Yeah. Emergency. Yeah. It's emergency. Yeah. Emergency. Yeah.
Pull it one time.
Pull it one time.
Pull it one time.
Stone Boy, Emergency from Ghana. And right before that, Afro by Manny Martin of Rwanda featuring Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. And at the top was Kuta Road Bobo by Alonzo from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington. I'll be right back.
Hello, my name is John James B. from Calabar, Crossroads State, Nigeria. I love the African Beat. I love the African beat more than the Cameroons love Makossa. I love the African beat more than monkeys love bananas. And even I love the African beat more than the Nigerian people love their president. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. The music rolls. Nayu by Terror D, featuring Racket from Nigeria. And right after that, Banla by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal and Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then we take a trip to Tanzania with Diamond Platinum in Mari U featuring Neo. But Nayu, Terror D featuring Racket, right now.
Mike City in the beauty.
naked from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Diamond Platinum of Tanzania featuring Neo, and before that Banla by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal and Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Terror D from Sierra Leone featuring Bracket from Nigeria. All these beautiful tunes are coming to you from the Voice of America's African Beat, and I am David Vander here in Washington.
Do.
All Day by LXG.
LXG number one, you get down.
From Amadou Wuri Barry, I am really enjoying the African Beat program here in Freetown, the capital city of Sierra Leone. Do you want to know what I back up with my African Beat program every day? A cup of hot tea with a smile on my face. May God bless you, David. This is from Amadou Wuri Barry out there in Freetown, Sierra Leone.
African beats.
Africa. Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
home. Zazu, zazu, eh.
I love you so bad. I know I'm not perfect. Perfect, baby.
March 4, radical are coming and it is we explode. To everybody run the world. Listen now on ya to the girl and where the next door. Girl be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo go. Yeah, give you all the gold and diamond, come on sweet, sweet popo lampo.
Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that Abeleba by Kobazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. More music from the station.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan. But let's get back to music as we take some messages now. This one says, hi, David Vandy on the Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that. And another message here from Yuma E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Records Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Records Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana. And that is Eugene, Rapping Drums by Flo Kingstone in Ghana. Yes, Rapping Drums, beautiful music. But let's take Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Invisible cloth, and God is my only tailor. You only we gonna go against him if he wish him in nothing but failure. All I do is win.
All I do is win.
But I choose to watch your back. A soldier at heart, so we all the same, whether white or black. Lean at your heart, I'm reaching out to you, all my African people. If love is your weapon, I promise you that you will fear no evil. All I do is win.
All I do is win.
Reply when they ask me about all of my achievements. Hold your head high, pray to the sky. Cause when you believe it, that's when you win.
Penne no time for whom you are in Sunumo or Seren and Imsuo, Sununo Kumpu Dum for Oyon Kono, Binimo Genesis, Java, my friend, a Yamano, a Semehino, no one, my general, Madame Metabozo.
Take
sitting at the ticket, yeah, they be titting, they checking that shit, but don't forget the beginning, swagalistic, that be how we believe in it, systematic, that be how we be keeping it. No pain, no gain. You don't wanna work, no pay. If you no get money, no friends. Hey. When the sunshine make hay. Hey. Check it. No pain, no gain. You don't wanna work, no pay. If you no get money, no friends. When the sunshine make hay.
Rapping drums by Flocking Stone of Ghana, and before that, Win by JR and Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. But Alicia by Josie Chameleon is coming up next from Uganda. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.